A Kelowna woman has won yet another ultra-distance bike race. Megan Hakkinen is a Kelowna-based cyclist and rider who is drawn to take on events that push her deep into the pain cave. In the thick of the forests of Arkansas, Hakkinen woke up before the sun on March 29th to drink her instant coffee, eat some oatmeal and soak up some final moments of comfort before tackling the 656 kilometers grueling bike race that was set to begin just outside her tent. On the cool and misty morning, more than 100 riders nervously gathered at the starting line of the race to collect their protective gremlin bells before the Ozark Doom race could begin. Doom is described as a beautifully evil bikepacking route, complete with dark legends, soul-sucking climbs, technical terrain, and elevation gain equivalent to 1.5 ascents of Mount Everest. Arkansas legend states that evil road spirits like to latch onto bikes, causing mechanical problems and bad luck along a journey. The legend stems from the long history of issues faced by motorcycle riders in the region. The tradition of attaching protective gremlin bells onto a person's bike has since been adapted from the motorcycle world and is now a mandatory piece of equipment in the Ozark Gravel Doom Race. By attaching a small bell onto your bike, the evil road spirits will become trapped inside the bell where the constant ringing drives them insane, making them lose their grip until they fall to the ground, said the Ozark Gravel Doom Race organizers about the piece of mandatory gear. Ever wonder where potholes come from? The small bells were purified in a short ritual before being attached to each competitor's bike to protect them on their long journey ahead. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Doom, at Ozark Gravel Doom. At the start of the race, Hakkinen pushed hard uphill through the mass of jingling bikes to secure a spot at the front of the pack. "I was feeling strong, competitive," said Hakkinen. She had pushed to the front, knowing what was to come. Despite being one of the strongest ultra-endurance riders in North America, Hakkinen said she struggles with technical trails. Over the next several hours of challenging single-track riding, Hakkinen was passed by what felt like dozens of people. "It was discouraging," said Hakkinen about having to stop to let riders pass her on the narrow trail. She continued and pushed into the night, only able to see what her bicycle's lights and the forest's twinkling fireflies illuminated. "Everything seemed so magical," said Hakkinen. At one point, with only the constant jingling of her gremlin bell as company, Hakkinen carried her bike through a thigh-high, fast-flowing river in the dead of night. Undeterred by the cold, damp and hilly conditions, she pressed on, passing her competitors as the race twisted through the Ozark Mountains. At Kelowna Cap News, Kelowna's Megan Hakkinen just won the 656 kilometers Ozark Gravel Doom Race down in Arkansas Woman Mountain Biking. More at KelownaCapNews.com. Photos by Kai Caddy. Hashtag Gravel Bike. Hashtag Bikepacking. Hashtag Ozark Musical Note. Original Sound. Song Lyrics Biting Lip. For a while, she led the race after purposely skipping a refueling location. She thrives in gritty situations and knows that mental toughness and her ability to endure discomfort are her secret weapon. As the second day of constant riding turned to night, Hakkinen hit a dark spot. She had been unable to stomach food for hours and was left completely depleted and exhausted. She had been passed by the first and second place man, making her third overall. "I just didn't want to do it," said Hakkinen. But she did. She had a quick, ditch nap, wrapped in her emergency blanket like a burrito, and woke up feeling refreshed. Then, she gave everything to crush the remaining 180 kilometers. For the second night, Hakkinen, her gremlin bell, a few forest critters, including an armadillo, possum and snakes, along with hundreds of fireflies, weaved through the forest. "The trails were dangerous, technical and dark," said Hakkinen. "Several people crashed and were unable to complete the race due to broken gear and injury." She doesn't know how, but her gremlin bell kept her safe for the entire journey. For that night, her world was reduced to the light cast by her headlamp and the knowledge that the third place man was closing in on her. "You don't know any farther than you can see with your lights," said Hakkinen. With dawn approaching, two big climbs were remaining, and Häkkinen knew that the third-place man was getting closer to knocking her off the overall podium. Finally, with 1 kilometer left, Häkkinen looked behind her and knew she had secured her spot on the podium. I just ripped down with a big grin on my face. After racing for 52 hours and 15 minutes, the time of day was irrelevant. Häkkinen celebrated her win as the first-place woman and third overall finisher with a beer, a big breakfast and plenty of hugs and high fives before laying down for a nap. Now, she is preparing for the 4,418-kilometers Tour Divide race from Banff, Alberta down through the mountainous Continental Divide to New Mexico. To follow Häkkinen's journey, follow her on Instagram or visit her website meganhäkkinen.com. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Meg Häkkinen, @ Megan Häkkinen.